Hi, ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests. I want to thank Nicholas, Capital Link, and Columbia Ship Management for this superb organizing of this event here in Shanghai, China. So, okay. So, now, can you all hear me at the back? Is that okay? Good. Super. So, I am Socrates. I'm representing our group of companies, Todoceo Maritime. Just a brief description. We are in satellite communication, software development, and marine services. Here today, talking about some innovative software developments that we are bringing forward to the industry, which also aligns with the heading Connecting Vessels, Ports, and People. So, okay, our group of companies have developed a company called Marine Fields, which is established this year. And this company is inspired by digitalization, as we heard from previous speakers today, and the maritime industry, for providing enhanced collaboration between all the stakeholders, vessels, ports, and people. So we have looked at other transportation sectors like the aviation and land, and we learn a lot. We've seen the opportunities in satellite connectivity and in technology. We came out with the software that provides real-time standard messages between all stakeholders that provide the transport and port call operations. So a few things about shipping that we all know. 90%, approximately 90% of the world's trade is carried by sea. There is an economic impact of this industry of nearly 436 billion. There was a growth of 4.3 in 2012. We see 2.7 global CO2 emissions, and we are very optimistic that the industry will grow 2-3 times in the next 30 or so years. So the maritime industry, as discussed earlier, is constantly evolving for increased innovation. The past few years have been exceptionally interesting, like the major trends, globalization, modernization, have reshaped the industry and continue to present us with challenging changes. Even today, the dynamic environment creates a very interesting work setting, pushing everybody to the limits for setting high standards and further cooperation with partners. Looking into the future in the maritime industry and emerging trends like globalization, digitalization, there's new ways of doing business, earning money, and distinguishing ourselves from competition and create on a daily basis. So concerning the topic we are discussing today, there are some contemporary initiatives from different projects like smart navigation, sea traffic management, efficiency, and from IMO, we can see that the theme this year is exactly what we are talking about today, which is connecting ships, ports, and people. Now, I have a short video to show which demonstrates the concept that we are commercializing and what we're talking about, so enjoy.
With thousands of ships carrying millions of tons of cargo, small decisions easily have great consequences.
It's coming.
Consequences. Uncoordinated data between ships and ports is synonymous with monetary loss when vessels are delayed, fuel burned, and suboptimal routes are chosen. We are changing that. What if we were to develop a solution that radically increased the coordination of information among ships, ports, and shipping companies? What if personnel on board and on shore could base decisions on real-time information? Sea traffic management and leading industry partners have developed tomorrow's digital infrastructure for shipping. Through data exchange among selected parties such as ships, service providers and shipping companies, we are creating a new paradigm for maritime information sharing. MS Validator is just about to begin a 13 days journey from New York to Umeå, Sweden. The mate, Anna Carlson, uses the STM route template service to complete the actual route to Umeå. By doing this, she creates a complete plan and avoids replanning at a later stage. In the STM interface, she also decides to whom she wants to share the information. After the departure, a storm has developed ahead and threatens to delay the ship's arrival time. The mate, Anna, receives a proposal of an optimized route from a weather optimization provider. By accepting the new route, she not only avoids the storm, but also notifies all other concerned actors of the updated voyage plan. Watching the sound in Scandinavia. Another ship is visible on the ECTIS display, and there's a risk of a close quarter situation. With some simple gestures, Anna uses STM ship-to-ship route exchange and thereby receives important route information and decides to take no action while still observing the other ship and safely continue her journey. At Shore Center, the operator receives a notification. Something is wrong. Emma's validator is deviating from her voyage plan and must be checked out. Since the deviation was detected in time, a possible incident could be avoided by using the enhanced monitoring service. Emma's validator is now in the Baltic Sea, and according to IceInfo, severe ice conditions can be expected. This time, reduced speed and delays can be avoided. The logistical puzzle of ports, pilots, tugboats and linesmen must be torn up and remade once again. With STM port call synchronization, you will be assisted doing this without lifting your phone. Some simple operations in the STM interface briefs every concerned actor about the new situation, giving them a chance to reschedule and report back. This time, the port proposes an even later arrival time, giving the ship the chance to accept, reduce speed, and save fuel. Emma's validator has reached her destination in Umeå. STM reduces risks and makes the maritime transport chain more efficient. The beneficiaries will be the shipping industry, its customers, and the environment. STM makes your working day simpler and safer, while maritime transport gets more efficient than ever.
Good. So we just watched the video of the concept that we were involved in since 2013, called STM validation, which we capitalized and we invested in bringing into commercialization, and this year will be released to the industry. So of the video, you may have seen some concerns that were identified, which is to increase the efficiency in port operations within and between ports, Maximize the utilization of facilities in ports, minimize the use of energy to steam between two ports concerning ships, always constrained by the safety considerations. So basically, the concept of sharing secure, relevant, and timely maritime information with authorized service providers by standards with interoperable services, it makes the difference. So the need. I mean, empowering people with enhanced situation awareness for collaborative decision making and informed actions in the self-organized ecosystem built on enhanced ship connectivity with ports. And how? So for the shipping companies, we identify that there is a need of safe sea voyages, reduce total turnaround times, saving bunkers, optimal fleet utilization, a reduction of anchoring. For terminals, increased berth productivity, capacity utilization, and informed berth planning, or forecast the berth planning. For port authorities, safe and efficient approaches with minimized total turnaround times. Now how? It's we developed the Perseus Port CDM, which is Port Collaboration Decision Making System. We're on an open digital platform for standardized message exchange, safe and secure digital interaction, enhanced situation awareness, collaborative decision making based on real data sharing. Now, I have another short video that demonstrates exactly what the platform does. So just to be summarizing the opportunities that we see and some of the research that we've done with large shipping lines, we did a research with 40,000 port calls within a year, and we've seen that by implementing the port CDM system, 65 million and 130 million for just-in-time arrivals were saved, money saved. We have seen that many times ships do not leave on time, giving rise to additional port call costs, chasing time windows for the next ports, and delay for arrival vessels. And the total, we've seen also a reduction of 17% of the total turnaround time of a shipping route of five legs with five ships. And we've seen that they could utilize by having only four ships into that leg. So just-in-time arrivals, green steaming, just-in-time departures, reduced chasing, and reduced total turnaround time is the key aspects of this system. I'm not going to go through this metro-style diagram that we developed, but it's just to give you an indication that the blue line is the vessel, and then all others are stakeholders, and every station, if you like, it's the situation awareness that we create through our system for collaboration. So, summarizing, cargo owners can have increased awareness of where the cargo is and when it will arrive to a particular destination. Shipping companies, again, green steaming and just-in-time operations, increased predictability, which is quite important, and possibility for better utilization of their fleet. For port operators, we see increased predictability, attractiveness, and competitiveness with other ports. Forward planning, optimal use of existing infrastructure, and optimal use of variable resources. And that ends our presentation, and I hope you enjoyed it, and thank you so much. If any questions, we can take it later at the break. Thank you.